The second morning in Juarez arrives with a kind of clarity that Lima never offered. I wake up in my guest house, the hospitage Turistico Everest, and the first thing I see through the window is the Cordillera Blanca, sharp and white against a sky so blue it feels almost artificial. The air is thin and cold, and my lungs are still adjusting to the 3,050 meters. I take it slow because that's the rule up here. You don't rush, you let the altitude find its rhythm with you. I step out into the street, and the city is already awake. The Plaza de Armas is buzzing with life, vendors setting up their stalls, old men reading newspapers on benches, and a group of women in traditional Andean dress selling fresh orange juice from a cart. I stop for a glass, about S/3, and it's the sweetest thing I've had in days. The sun is warm, but there's a chill in the shade, and I realize that August here is everything they said it would be. Dry, clear, and perfect for the mountains. I decide to spend the morning at the Mercado Central de Juarez, a massive building that swallows you whole with its colors and smells. The produce section is a riot of potatoes, dozens of varieties I've never seen, and fruits I can't name. I wander past the meat stalls where butchers are hacking at whole carcasses and into the back where the comedores are. I sit down at a small counter and order a caldo de gallina, the chicken soup that seems to be the city's unofficial breakfast. It's rich, with a whole leg of chicken and a chunk of corn, and it costs about S/10. For that, I get a meal that fills me up and warms me from the inside out. After breakfast, I walk through the market's aisles, watching the rhythm of the place. There's a woman selling cortados, a dessert from nearby Caras that's like a layered pastry with a sweet filling. I buy one for a soul or two. It's sticky and delicious, and I eat it while leaning against a pillar, watching the chaos around me. The market is where Juarez feels most real. Not a tourist hub, but a working city where people come to feed their families. I head out of the market and make my way toward the Museo Regional de Ancash. The museum is on Avenida Lazariega, a wide avenue that's the city's spine. Outside, there's a lithic park with over 100 monoliths from the Recuay and Wari cultures, stone figures that look like they're guarding something ancient. Inside, the exhibits are modest but fascinating ceramics, mummies, and, most strikingly, a collection of trepan skulls, proof that the people here were doing brain surgery hundreds of years ago. The entrance fee is nominal, maybe S/5 or so, and it's worth every coin. The museum is quiet, and I take my time, walking through the rooms and letting the history settle. These stones and bones are a reminder that Juarez has been a crossroads for millennia, a place where cultures met and clashed. The Wari built the mausoleum at Wilcawain, a few kilometers north, and I make a mental note to visit it before I leave. For now, I'm content to sit in the museum's courtyard, letting the sun warm me as I think about the layers of time here. By midday, I'm hungry again, and I know exactly where to go. I've heard about Somme, the restaurant that's been getting buzz for its contemporary take on Andean cuisine. It's a small place, maybe a dozen tables, and the menu changes with what's fresh. I order a trout dish, fresh from the nearby Pisagranja de Truchas hatchery, and it arrives perfectly cooked, with a sauce that's tangy and bright. It's S/25, more than I'd spend at a comedor, but this is a different experience. The flavors are familiar, but presented in a way that feels new. This is Juarez's food scene growing up, and I'm here for it. After lunch, I wander back toward the center, stopping at Seismil Coffee Shop for a coffee. The place is a testament to the city's dual nature. It's a hip cafe with pour-over options, but it's also a gear shop, with climbing ropes and backpacks hanging on the walls. I order a cappuccino, about S/8, and sit by the window, watching the world go by. The barista, a young guy in his 20s, asks where I'm headed. When I mention I'm still acclimatizing, he nods knowingly. "Take it easy," he says. "The mountains will still be there tomorrow." The afternoon is for walking, but I keep it gentle. I decide to check out the Mirador de Raticuenua, the viewpoint that overlooks the city and the Cordillera Blanca. It's a short taxi ride from the center, about S/10, and and the driver drops me at the base of a steep path. I climb slowly, pausing every few steps to catch my breath. At the top, the view is unlike anything I've seen. Juarez spreads out below me, a grid of low buildings hugging the valley floor, and beyond it, the mountains rise like a wall of ice and rock. Huascarán, the highest peak in Peru, dominates the horizon, and for a moment, I forget the altitude and just stare. I stay up there for a while, watching the light shift on the peaks. There's a couple from Germany, a group of trekkers with massive packs, and a local man with his dog, who seems unimpressed by the panorama. It's a reminder that, for the people who live here, this is just their backyard. But for me, it's a glimpse of what I've come for, the mountains, the treks, the long days on trails that wind through some of the most dramatic scenery on Earth. The walk down is easier, and by the time I reach the city again, the sun is starting to drop. I wander into the San Francisco district, a quieter residential area with small eateries. I find a comedor that looks promising, a place with plastic tables and a handwritten menu on the wall. I order the menu del dia, there's always a menu del dia, and for about S/10, I get a soup, a main course of rice and chicken, and a glass of chicha morada, the purple corn drink that's sweet and refreshing. The place is busy with families and workers, and I feel like I've stumbled into the heart of the city's everyday life. As I eat, I think about the story of this city. Juarez was almost entirely destroyed in 1970, when an earthquake and an avalanche from Huascarán buried parts of the valley. Thousands died, and the city was rebuilt from scratch. There's a street, Jerón José Olea, that survived the quake, and it's a strange relic, a block of old colonial buildings surrounded by concrete. I walked down it yesterday, and it felt like stepping into a time capsule. The new Juarez is a city that's been rebuilt, but it's also one that remembers. The mountains loom over everything, beautiful but dangerous, and the people here know that all too well. The evening is quiet. I stop by the Plaza de Armas, where a small crowd has gathered for what looks like a folk dance performance. There's a band playing, and couples in bright costumes twirl and stamp to the music. I stand at the edge, watching, and for a moment, I feel a flicker of belonging. I'm not from here, and I never will be, but these are the moments that make the journey worth it. A city in the high Andes, a night full of music, and the promise of more to come. I walk back to my guest house as the stars come out. The air is cold now, and I can see my breath. I stop for a second, looking up at the sky, which is so clear and full of stars that it feels like a planetarium. Tomorrow, I'll start planning my treks. I'll talk to the guides at Casa de Guias. I'll figure out the logistics for Laguna 69 and maybe the Santa Cruz trek. But tonight, I'm just here in Juarez, acclimatizing to the altitude and to a new place. The city has its own rhythm, and I'm starting to find it. One more thing before I go. If you're planning a trip to Juarez, there are a few practical things worth knowing. The nearest airport is in Antaf, about 23 kilometers away, but it's mostly mining flights, so most people take the bus from Lima. It's about 8 hours, and you can book with companies like Cruz del Sur. Once you're here, the center is walkable, but taxis are cheap, about a dollar or two in town. The altitude is no joke. Take it slow for the first couple of days, drink lots of water, and maybe try some coca tea. And don't skip the museums. This city has a story, and it's worth hearing. So that's day two in Juarez. The mountains are calling, but I'm learning to listen at my own pace. Tomorrow, I'll start planning the hikes, but tonight, I'm just grateful for the food, the views, and the chance to be here in the heart of the Andes. Hasta luego. Thanks for listening, and if you're thinking about coming to Peru, Juarez should be on your list. The mountains are stunning, the food is amazing, and the people are welcoming. I'll talk to you tomorrow from somewhere up high.